Strangers in the Wood is an actual play series drawing elements from gothic fairy tales and 80s fantasy and sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings will always be made available in the description.
Proud of yourself, Dorothy?
Dorothy, like, maybe is kind of faced toward you. She just rolls to her other side, face away.
So you're not even gonna apologize for what you did? What you put us all through? Walter had this.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I think most places in this world and all other possible worlds would be safer than the carnival. So let's go there instead.
You bump into someone, like not even like recognizing, like there was a person there as you were like going over. I'm Jeff, or Jefferson's my full name, but most people call me Jeff. I thought I dropped like a dollar around here. I was hoping to use it for the arcade machine in there, but maybe it's somewhere else. And then maybe we can play on the arcade cabinet if you want.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Have you all played it before?
I mean, I can just do that on my phone nowadays.
You can play games on your phone? Stop! You're gonna make him mad!
You can't do anything about it, Jeff. And then Dakota's still like sitting there, kind of like waving it around, like pointing it at the sky.
As you're pointing it at the sky, you see the sky begin to darken. You see the look on Jeff's face as he goes, "You got him mad!" And he gets up and like runs into the laundromat.
Dakota, I might ask you to cool it with the hubris.
There's no way this guy can see everything,
right? It starts raining. The four of you all quickly like run into the laundromat as this rain comes out of nowhere and starts pouring down, and you all run inside of the laundromat.
Going in the laundromat, obviously kind of, Dakota probably never been inside.
Yeah, let me describe
actual laundromat. Yeah,
let me describe what this place looks like. Inside the laundromat, there are walls of washers and dryers. But unlike washers and dryers that, you know, we might be used to, all of these are carved into the wood that is paneling the inside of this laundromat. Even the ones in like the middle of the floor seem to be growing out of the ground itself, and like kind of around it is this like white and black tiled floor that is just made around the bits where like wood growth is coming out of the ground to make all of these washers and dryers. There's a handful of people in here, and the lighting in here is this really blinding fluorescent lighting, and like just a very typical like panel style ceiling. And it's like foggy in here I say foggy, it's smoky in here. As you see, there are a handful of people kind of going about their business, washing and drying and folding their clothes, or just kind of hanging out, waiting for things to get finished, sitting on like the small benches near everything, smoking cigarettes, either like by themselves and reading a magazine, or maybe talking to one or two people. And they are like just now starting to like recognize like the rain that is outside, and like some of them are like, some of them you see like kind of comment on it, and some of them are just kind of like shrug. But like the group of you have just run in here dripping from the rain, like catching you all by surprise. You also see that Jeff is like run in, and you see like he's gone around a corner where you see that there is like at the end of it like a woman that you can see like the top part of the hair of a woman that he seems to be running in the direction of. You also see in one corner is a single arcade cabinet. And like from this distance, you can just tell like it's kind of like a leafy green kind of color. Almost looks like there's like foliage and vines kind of growing, or like designed along it, you know?
Can we see the cabinet name or no?
From this distance, you can probably... Can you see it from here? Well, I guess if you're, like, looking for it, you'll just, like, walk over and look at it to see the name.
Mm-hmm.
And you see along the side of it, on, like, a wooden plaque with golden lettering on it, it just says, do you remember?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man, God, that's spooky. All right.
Upon entering the laundromat, Dakota kind of takes in the sight and the tumbling and roaring of all the machines.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly wondering what it would be like to put Walter inside of one, and then that thought quickly passes.
Of course.
Canonically, everyone in the group is going to, at some point, consider putting Walter in one of the machines.
Including Walter,
yeah.
There's also like, I think as you like approach the arcade cabinet, to read the name, I think like you hear like the like 8-bit like music playing on it, and like the, you know, the default screensaver of it, you know,
uh-huh.
And it's just this kind of like really funky 8-bit, score that's going on.
Kendrick, you give me a gift.
I did, buddy.
Give me a gift.
I did this just for you. So yeah, what do y'all do?
I kind of want to get a... You said Jeff was running to like a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, you saw him like run down one of the aisles that the washers are on, running over to this woman who's seated.
Yeah. I want to get like a better look at like who he is running to.
It looks like, okay, so it is this, it's this woman, she's maybe in her, like, mid-40s. She has, like, shoulder-length, like, auburn hair that, like, swoops over her left shoulder, and she's wearing a black and white pinstripe power suit, and is tapping her foot frustratedly, arms crossed, just staring, like, dead ahead at a washer as it's going, like, trying to force it to be done with her mind.
Cool.
And you see he runs over there, and he's like, mom, and she's just like, not now, Jeff, and kind of like puts her hand up, and Jeff is like, no, but these people, I met them outside, and they flipped a bird to the stranger, and then he made it rain. And she's like, Jeff, not now, go off and do something, play your game or whatever. And you see his like face kind of falls. He's like, but Mom.
Walter says, hey Jeff.
He turns to you.
Why don't you show us how this arcade game works, huh?
He kind of looks at you, and he's like he looks a little scared. he looks a little scared of you.
I mean, if you don't want it, that's fine. You seemed like you wanted to play it. I don't know. I want to see how it works.
I mean, I do. He kind of like slowly walks over. Do you promise not to make him mad again?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I promise. And Dakota puts out their pinky.
Okay. And he takes your pinky in his, does like a little pinky promise. Dorothy, were you going to do something? You sound like you were going.
Yeah, I was uninterested in any of that because I don't, I'm already jealous of Jeff.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm going to like walk down a row of washers or something and comb for coins mostly, but like if I could use like stumble upon.
Yeah, for sure. That's what it sounded like you were doing. So stumble upon, what's that shiny thing over there? Roll plus noodle.
Cute. Ooh, that's a 10.
Awesome. You mindlessly find a clue. So yeah, I think you go over, you're just like kind of walking around, and yeah, you find over the course of like just like picking up like change that you've been finding on the ground that people's dropped, you find like, let's say like a dollar's worth in nice. Change. Yeah, finding quarters and stuff all over the place.
Awesome. I'm rich.
You're rich. Richie's kid in the sublime.
just to sort of clarify and to like set the mood of this. This is sort of Walter acting on his earlier the earlier Gander role of yeah. being like, I think I trust Jeff, but maybe I don't. Mm-hmm. And it is like, this is sort of Jeff showing them the arcade machine mm-hmm. is like a litmus
test.
Yeah, yeah.
I was literally about to say the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. So while Dorothy is like wandering around, like picking up change, he brings you over to the arcade cabinet for Do You Remember? The music's kind of playing. As he's walking over, he's like, yeah, so it's this like trivia game where it's just, like asking you questions from like a topic that like it chooses like randomly, and if you get enough of them right, you win, and it'll give you a wish.
A wish?
Yeah, I've been trying to play it for a while, but I haven't won yet, and so I was hoping that I could do it. I'm trying to win because I want that wish, but my mom doesn't really like it when I play this game because she says I spend a lot of money on it.
What kind of wish would you want to have if you got one?
He looks like he's about to answer, and then he kind of stops himself and looks over and is like, well, it's nothing.
No, oh, it sounds cool. Come on.
I can't say or else it won't come true, right? Yeah.
Well, no.
Is that how it works? I'm just guessing.
That's not how it works as far as I know. It's kids at school bully me for trying to win. I want to get my dad back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to your dad?
He was being bad, so the stranger took him.
Dakota...
Uh-huh.
Dakota kind of definitely takes the time to make eye contact with Jeff, with like, at least try to. And is like, you know, a stranger took my dad too. So
really?
Yeah. My dad was being bad also. So
I'm sorry.
I definitely can understand that wish. Oh, it's okay.
Maybe we can play together and it's got like a multiplayer. So we could all play and maybe it'll give us wishes for all of us.
That sounds fun. We should do that.
Yeah?
I'm in. I mean, I like the sound of wishes. You know, that's pretty good to me.
Okay, let's do it. And so I guess the three of you walk over to the arcade cabinet. Dorothy, you see the three of them walking over, looking as if like they're like talking about like playing the game. What do you do?
I was wondering if was the change my clue, or did I get?
Is there another clue here for you to find? I guess.
I was just wondering.
Like, yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's really like a clue per se.
I know what you find. As you are looking around, like picking up change and such, just as you're passing by like one of the dryers along this long wall of wooden machines. You like kind of look into one of them, like thinking that it's empty. Like as you're like looking in the glass of it, you see something looking back at you, and it's a little black turtle.
Oh,
huh.
Oh,
all right.
In the washer?
This is a dryer.
Dryer or the? Oh.
Wait. What was in the dryer? I think I missed
a
it.
A turtle.
Oh no.
Is it like the dryer's closed? Like, is it running a cycle or is it an empty dryer?
It's an empty dryer. I mean, other than this turtle.
Than the turtle, yeah. Mm-hmm. I check my bucket to make sure Timmy's still there.
Timmy's still there.
Oh, cool.
He's probably hungry, but he's still there.
He's still there. Okay, I open the dryer further and I scoop out the little turtle.
Okay, yeah, you open up the dryer, you scoop out a turtle, and I guess you put him in the...
Put him in with Timmy.
Them? You put him in there with Timmy? Okay. You now have two turtles in your... Yeah.
Collecting turtles now. It's just my thing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I see everybody heading over toward the game or whatever. And where's Marley?
Marley's looking over at the... I think she is like looking at the prices of like the washers and dryers to see how much it would be to like wash clothes.
I'm gonna go over toward Marley.
Okay. You see she's just like kind of looking over it, doing like some mental math, and she sees you coming over and she says, "Oh, hey, Dorothy."
Dorothy doesn't say anything to Marley, but like holds out the change that she's collected as like an offering, kind of.
Oh.
She's very scared that Marley maybe is actually mad at her and she misread the situation, because everyone else seems to be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dorothy. This should be enough to, I mean, if we wanted to wash our clothes, but it seems like everyone else, and like looks up and sees like everybody playing on the, going to like the arcade cabinet. You know, like, looks like everybody else probably wants to play that game though, so I don't know if or when we'll get around to doing this. Just kind of looks down and is like doing like some mental calculations here over like what she should be doing.
Dorothy like looks down at her clothes, which are just absolutely in terrible shape, especially the coat that like the abbots gave her. That's just it's not even really her coat. And she looks back at Marley and says, I don't know, I think maybe getting clean might be more important.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree.
But I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
I usually am. Do you want to go back?
I mean, like what? What am I doing? This has been a lot, and I should be back at home. I should be going to school and trying to get back into blue class, and I'm not. I am here. I'm on the road. I'm with all of you. We fought a giant person and spiders, and I don't really know what is happening anymore. Dorothy, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't know what's happening, and I don't know why I'm here. I feel like I've been just kind of following for a second, but I don't know why.
They thought you weren't happy with the school, and...
I mean, yeah, I was upset, but, like, that's just kind of a thing I have to get through, right? Like, at the end of the day, it is my role, and I'm just going to have to get used to that. And I don't know if just walking through the woods upset about that changes anything.
Well, what if you could get somewhere where you don't have to have that role? I don't have a role.
Sure you do. Everyone has a role. Ours are just a bit more specific. You're someone's daughter or someone's sister. You're a student or the person who carries that bucket. Everyone has a role. We just know ours because someone told it to us.
Well, are those really roles? I mean, they're not... Those are things you just can't change. You can decide things, though.
give me your bucket.
Why?
Well, I mean, if you're not the keeper of that bucket, then you don't need it, right?
I mean...
Did someone tell you to hang on to that bucket?
Yes.
Is that why you hang on to that bucket?
Maybe.
So your role is the thing that someone told you to do. And knowing that gives you a sense of purpose. You know what you're supposed to do. I know what I was supposed to do. And I fought against that. And ever since I started doing that, my life has been more dangerous. It has been worse. I'm going to be honest with you, Dorothy. This has been a bad experience. I was trapped by spiders. I saw the hall monitor dead and full of spiders. And there was a moment where I was not sure if I was also going to be full of spiders. And that was a terrifying thought and not a thing I had ever had to think about until I came with you all.
I'm sorry, Marley.
It's not your fault.
It is my fault. It's all my fault.
No, Dorothy, it is not your fault. You're just young, and you were taught differently. You're taught wrong. And for a moment, I thought I might have been, but I want to go back. And if you want, you can come with me.
Back to the school?
Yeah.
I don't think people like me there either.
There's always a chance to... It is never too late to make up for wrongdoing. The stranger knows that sometimes we may stray from our path, and that is why he punishes us in an attempt to correct us. And yeah, I know my path. I'm more sure of it now than I ever was. And I suppose I can thank you all for that, at least.
I don't have a lot in this world, honestly. And the few things that I do have been taken away from me now. And I want them back. And I don't think those things are things that are here. They're things that I had back in my old life. Back maybe even before, I don't know. But I don't think those things that I need or want are going to be here. And I'm glad that you have a place and a home and people that love you. But not all of us have that. And that's why I need to get back.
I'm sorry to hear you say that.
I'm sorry that you came along with us when it wasn't what you wanted.
No, it was what I wanted. And now I know what I wanted was wrong. Stay safe, kid. And she turns and she walks out into the rain. Let's cut over to our gang over at the arcade cabinet. You all are standing in front of this machine. It's titled Do You Remember? And you see on the screen of it, it's got foliage, vines, and trees around the edges, and then the same kind of like wooden plaque with gold lettering on it. And like the animation of it is like the little like the plants and stuff like kind of moving along to like the rhythm of the music a bit. And Jeff comes over. Yeah, so You put the change in there, and then you can select multiplayer. It'll be 10 cents for each of us. I think it goes up to 4 players.
Oh, 4? I mean, we could bring Dorothy or Marley over to play.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, we should. I mean, more chances of getting wishes, the better, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess Dakota kind of looks back to, I guess, where they would be.
Yeah, I think you just see Dorothy looking like at the door of the laundromat. What does Dakota see when she's looking over at you, Dorothy?
I think Dorothy's just like, yeah, staring at the door. Her hand still is like holding out the change that she found, and like she's kind of just looking down between it and like the bucket in her other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like a down at one hand, down at the bucket, out at the door, down to the bucket, looking at her hand, out at the door again, just like trying to like put together what the hell is happening.
Yeah.
Seeing that Dorothy's alone, Dakota kind of like speed walks over and is like, Dorothy, where's Marley?
Marley left.
Like, how long ago? When?
Just now.
Dakota like steps and like opens the door to like the laundromat and looks out into the rain.
You don't see anything. You see like the rain and stuff, but you don't see Marley.
Dakota like shouts into the parking lot, Marley?
Only the sound of thunder sounds back.
Dakota, like, runs to the parking lot and, like, looks around frantically.
Yeah. Walter, you were about to do something?
Yeah, Walter hears hears Dakota doing this, and he goes up to Dorothy. He says, "What happened? Where's Marley? Marley gone?"
"Marley left."
"She left? What do you mean she left?"
"She wanted to go back to the school."
"She wanted to..." Okay. Walter runs to the door.
"I'm sorry, Walter."
Walter runs to the door and yells out to Dakota. He says, "Hey, get back in here. We're gonna win this fucking game."
Dakota, like, turns around slowly and just walks back inside, kind of staring through Walter and brushing past him without acknowledging him, and walk straight to the arcade machine.
Yeah, Walter walks back to the arcade machine as well, and as he passes Dorothy, he says, "Hey, you didn't do anything wrong. Marley's gonna be okay. We're gonna make sure of it."
"Are we gonna be okay, Walter?"
Of course we're gonna be okay."
"Okay." Dorothy's hand, like, curls around that change,
mm-hmm.
and she puts it into her pocket.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And so everybody goes over to the arcade cabinet.
Yes.
I'll go over there, but, like, I don't know if Dorothy's gung-ho about joining in. I'm gonna go over there because that's all the people now. Like, that's, like, I have to be in their area. I don't want to be alone.
Okay, let's play that out then.
Yeah.
You all go over, and Jeff is a little confused, kind of like silently waiting as you all come back, and he's like, "Did the other girl go?"
"Yeah, she did. Yeah."
"Okay. Well, we still have four people."
"Yeah, I guess we do."
"Okay." He looks over to you, Dorothy, and goes, "Do you want to play? You get a wish if you win."
"I'm not good at games."
"Neither am I."
"You guys should probably play without me."
"Okay."
"I just mess things up."
"No, Dorothy, we need you to play. You're not going to mess anything up. We need you."
"No, you don't. I'll just make it all bad again. Dorothy. And then you'll be mad at me. And I'm sorry."
"Dorothy, we're not mad at you. I mean, we were mad at you. We were. I gotta be honest, all right? We were. But I can't speak for Dakota, but I have been through too much hell with you guys to hold any kind of hatred for you. I can't do that. Especially not when I'm the one putting y'all in half these situations."
"I'm not mad at you, Dorothy. I'm just upset."
"That's worse."
"Yeah, that is worse."
"No. I'm upset at our situation, not at you. I know you're trying your best. We all are. I'm ready to go home. I'm tired of the constant fighting, the constant sadness. I want out of this place."
"Me too."
"Well, then let's play this game and hope. This wish can do something for us. Come on. We can't do it without you, Dorothy."
"Okay. I'll, yeah, walk up to the machine."
All right. The four of you stand by the machine. You see that there are four knobs along the console of the machine. Each of them have like a button of various colors. So there's like a red, blue, yellow, and a green one. Along like the curve of the console of it, and each of them marked, you know, player one, player two, player three, player four. Jeff is too short for the cabinet, and so pulls over like a chair. I think he's my
height, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So I think then he tries to grab two chairs, one for you and one for him, but like they're a little big, and he's a little 7-year-old boy, so he's like trying to drag them.
I go help him.
Aw, and you help him. He's like, "Thank you." And so the two of you like pull them over. You see, there's some like adults looking around that look at these kids and are like, "Okay, fucking kids.
kids.
We're just gonna keep smoking our cigarettes and doing adult stuff.
We're just gonna keep giving them lung cancer from secondhand smoke. It's fine."
Exactly. It's the 80s, baby.
It's the 80s, baby.
And so. You all get up here, you put your 40 cents into the thing, and you hear the thing kind of and the animation like changes as the foliage draws back and the title goes like kind of like into the background, into darkness, and like jumping out of the darkness, you see like a little like a little 8-bit figure, probably actually more 16-bit, it's got a bit more definition to it, and you see like this dark, like this figure wearing like a dark suit, it's got with like a strange like box in one hand that you imagine is like a camera or something, and a pen in the other, and like a pale face with like slick back hair. He says,
"Hiya, I'm the stranger, and I remember everything. Are you ready to play?"
God. Well, now I'm not so sure.
Dorothy runs away now.
Dakota kind of like glances back at everyone else. Are we doing this?
Let's play.
All right.
Dorothy just like kind of like what's that called, like when, not like purse your lips, but when you like kind of like grit your teeth a little bit and just like gives a terse nod like yep, I guess we're doing this.
Like a grimace,
like a grimace, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
not the beloved McDonald's mascot.
Yeah, not exactly. The beloved McDonald's mascot. Yeah, so you all kind of like silently like give your like assurances to each other, and as you go, you're like, all right, you see like it like automatically chooses like multiplayer, and then like moves, like you can see like the cursor automatically moving to 4 players and selecting it.
All right, so you think you're smarter than the stranger, let's try it out. All you have to do is get most of the questions right and survive. And if you get to the end, you get a wish.
I already do not like this game very much.
This game's getting a bad review after this.
5 out of 5 on IGN.
Yeah. as you all are like standing there, it like
I think I like looking over at Dakota because this is already scary and she needs reassurance that like someone else is either scared or that like it's not actually as scary as she thinks it just was, or like, so she's looking over to see what other people are reacting.
Dakota is definitely like a little unnerved, but it's to the point where, you know, they know that this is probably something they're gonna have to do regardless. So they're willing to kind of buck it up and get through what they need to get through to, to make it happen.
I'll say it. Walter definitely thinks that, with the sort of reach of the stranger, he would not be surprised if the line, "So you think you're smarter than me," was a direct dig at him. Damn. He is a little uncomfortable.
Understandable. So after that point, as you're all like slowly reacting to what's going on, you see that the screen on the cabinet begins to change, and a chalkboard, like the outline of a chalkboard, begins to grow in like vines and wood, and then fill in itself with like a very like dark greenish gray background, and then written on this chalkboard is like where all like the questions and stuff are asked, and it just writes on the bottom part of it,
"Player 1, Walter. Player 2, Dakota. Player 3, Dorothy. Player 4, Jeff."
Or Jefferson, do the full name.
Why does it know our names?
And then on the chalkboard,
Walter just says, "Hey, cool, I'm player 1."
And then on the board itself is right. Press the button when you're to start the quiz.
Walter like looks at everyone else and just says, "We ready?"
Ready as I'll ever be.
We can do it.
All right, here we go. And Walter presses the button.
Walter, you press the button, and as soon as you do, you all feel this very strange sensation, as if something has bound you to the spot you're in invisibly, almost as if vines had come out of the ground and like ensnared your legs and are like strapping you into the spot in which you are standing. And you feel your hands pulled to the controls that you are in front of, and the chalkboard erases, like player one press the thing to start, erases that, and then writes again,
"Good luck."
"Hello, friends. It is I, your friendly neighborhood ghost, Kendo, the GM and host of this podcast." And this is where I stop doing that voice. Thank you all so much for listening to the podcast. It means absolutely so, so much. I really can't put it into words how much it means that you take time out of your busy schedule to listen to our humble little podcast over here. It really means a lot. And one way that you can show your appreciation for what we do, assuming that you like this podcast, is leaving us a rating or review. And you can rate us on Spotify and Podchaser. You can also leave a review on Podchaser and on Apple Podcasts. And like quite a few other things as well, I think on like Podcast Addict, maybe on Stitcher, I'm not quite sure. Apparently you all listen to this from a variety of different things, which is really, really cool. So go on to wherever you mostly listen to these podcasts on and leave us a rating or review there. That's the best way for other people to know how much you like the show. And it's also a good metric for us to know if you're liking the show as well. And if you're a fan of us and you haven't already yet, go follow us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Tales Yet Told. That's TalesYetTold. And that's where we post updates about the, you know, all the episodes coming out, like the fact that this one was coming a day late, or, character art. We share some of that and we just like interacting with you. Another place we like interacting with you, our brand new Discord server. You can find the link to our Discord server on our Twitter page and also in the link pages that you can find in the bios of both of our social media pages. The Discord server is a slowly growing group, but it is a great group. We are already starting to plan events, like doing a weekly character building kind of event. We also want to do a watch party of Treasure Planet, which might be happening next week. I'm not super sure, but you know where you can find out? Come into the Discord server. Boom, bam, that's a plug. And last but not least, we want to thank Be Gay Roll Dice Network for allowing us to be a part of the queer little family. We're all just a bunch of queer people trying to make wonderful content by people like us, for people like us, and just filling the TTRPG space with wonderful, new, diverse voices. In fact, I have a little ad from them for you now. So go out, treat yourself, get enough sleep, eat enough food, drink enough water, and take care of yourself and love yourself like I love you. Bye.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super-condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system, made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega-prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into three sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Kat, what are the spell pieces in this ad?
Advertising, pandering, obligatory, and team.
Then I want to use my piece, Honest, and cast Honest Advertising to tell people that Sword of Symphonies is an actual playtest campaign of the game that you made, starring us.
Ooh, and I want to cast Charming Pandering and tell them how much fun we are to listen to. Ooh, or would that be Charming Team?
I think I have a charming team, yes, Kirsten.
Aww.
Nick, do you want Honest Advertising to tell them that we have sort of a cozy horror vibe and that people can listen to us every Saturday?
Oh, and before we do that, I'd like to add my spell piece music because I write everything in-house.
Yeah, I love your music, Kathleen, and I think your sound work in general is top-notch. So let's cast Honest Music Advertising and Charming Team on the listener and invite them to join us on Sword of Symphonies.
This little like animated character of the stranger wearing like the classic like professor's hat, you know, like the owl from the Tootsie Roll commercial kind of hat, or like the graduation hat, I don't know what those are called, has like the little like staff, you know, that you point at like a chalkboard
staff. Your TTRPG brain.
I don't know what to call it. It's like
it's
stick.
A pointer.
A pointer. That sounded so boring in my brain.
he's got his staff.
Like a yardstick or something. Yeah
exactly. Like a little yardstick. And points at like the little text box that pops up and says,
I'm going to ask you 22 questions, each of them multiple choice. You get one correct, that gives you a point. If you get one wrong,
and there's like a dot, 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 there's like a pause, and you see the like the animated face of the stranger, like eyes that kind of look kind of like back and forth, and it does like a cheeky little grin. I don't know why I'm imagining this, like this version of like the animated stranger being something out of like Undertale or like Deltarune. That's kind of like the vibe he's giving you right now of like very sassy and like very smarmy in that kind of Toby Fox way.
Cutesy. I don't like it.
Yeah, like cutesy. So off-putting. Sure. Cutesy in the way where it's like this thing is trying to kill me, but it's being really cute about it. Kind of looks around, like does like a cheeky little like face, like puts hand to mouth, and you hear like the digital.
Let's just say I wouldn't get one wrong.
How hard is this gonna be?
We'll see.
Each of you will take turns answering the questions, starting off with player one.
Ah, fuck. That was in character.
That sounds like what Walter would actually say.
In order to get to the end of the quiz, you need to get 18 of 22 questions correct. Do you think you can do it?
There's like a yes or no prompt that pops up, and you can see like the pointer for player one like appears, and it starts off at the no part.
I'm so tempted to just pick no. Nah, but Walter's cocky. He says, yeah, I think I can. He clicks yes.
Okay, yeah, you do that, and you click yes, and then there's like it does the same like animated like look back and forth and like cheeky laugh.
All right, let's start. Question one,
and then like there's like a like chalkboard like eraser that comes over like wipes away the previous thing, and then like chalk like text. It writes up the first question.
In the 1985 film Back to the Future, Doc Brown makes a time machine from which brand of car? A. Ford. B. Chevrolet. C. A DeLorean. D. Cadillac.
Quick pause here.
Sure.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Has Walter seen Back to the Future?
I know. Nope. That's right, because you've been in the Sublime since Back to the Future came out. That's super funny.
My god.
Can we play this as, like, Gus knows the answer and Walter is guessing?
I'm okay with that. You can also, like, talk to the other people. There are three other people here. I want us to kind of, I want us to be in the quiz, but I also want us to remember that there's a space outside of it. So that can be talking and such as well.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to back up just a wee bit, because I think, if you all will give me this, I think a little added pressure will help keep us moving in such a way.
Oh, you can put timers each of the questions. You fucking rat bastard.
Because we liked it so much the first time.
Yeah, but like,
I think it adds some spice. I think it makes sense in this in the scenario.
Yeah, right? Like, he would give you like a thing where you'd be like, all right, well, and the game won't just like give you like forever to answer your question, right? So I'm giving you a 30-second timer.
Oh, holy shit.
So any conversation that you are doing like in character, you gotta be fast. The question appears, and timer starts now.
Before you start, I want
to... Okay, what?
Dakota is, like, visibly sweating. They are, like... and through their mind, because, like, at least before the first question came through Dakota's mind is, like, flashing, like, a flutter of, like, failed report cards, tests with, like, big red pen markings on them. And, like, the idea of, like, a quiz game is terrifying.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. So, Gus, your question appears.
Yeah.
In the 1985 film, Back to the Future, Doc makes a time machine from which brand of car? A, Ford, B, Chevrolet, C, DeLorean, D, Cadillac.
Timer starts now.
Guys, I haven't seen this movie.
It's like the silver one. He's got like, it's got like the space doors.
Oh my god, we're going to die.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what a DeLorean is. That sounds cool. I'm locking that in.
You push it? You click DeLorean, and it highlights in like a golden like highlight, and there's like a little celebration music. Da-da-da-da.
Next question. Player two.
And Dakota, you see I imagine like there's like little arrows by like player one, player two, player three, player four, and it like moves from each one as it moves from question to question.
Which two Star Wars films were released in the 1980s? A, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and Episode 6, Return of the Jedi. B, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, and Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. C, Episode 6, A New Hope, and Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Or D, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, and Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Timer.
Wait, what was the?
I'm going to copy and
paste. What was the initial question?
I'm going to copy and paste it into that.
Okay. Thank God, my little rat brain.
You're good. All right, timer starts now.
Dakota's looking around is like, because it's literally all them. I know.
I've definitely seen Star Wars.
Wait, have you?
Yeah, the first one, I guess. So.
I know. And then Dakota like moves over and hits the third selection.
The third selection. You click C, Episode 6, A New Hope, and Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
You mean four?
And 4 and 5. And it highlights red and it says the top one, A, Episode 5 and Episode 6 highlight in gold. And you feel the vines grow up your leg a little bit and around your arms a little bit and kind of like clench in. Dakota, you take one harm. You see the little animated head of the stranger pops up and says,
haha, better luck next time.
The arrow then moves to player three, to Dorothy. It says,
question three. Nobody puts baby in a corner is a famous line from which 1987 film? A, Dirty Dancing. B, Top Gun. C, Home Alone. Or D, The Breakfast Club.
Timer starts now.
Oh, I actually know this one because Hazel told me this one. I'm gonna go with it's A. It's Dirty Dancing.
You click Dirty Dancing. It highlights in gold and says,
correct.
And the head of the stranger pops up, and you see he does like a little like squinting of the eye. It's like,
huh, didn't think you'd get that one.
And goes to player four.
I imagine that Hazel has like quoted that to Dorothy before, with like being shoved in closets and stuff like that. And like, that's just, I know that.
Oh no.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad way, but like, nobody puts baby in a corner. Like, yeah. That's her hole.
Oh, that's so good.
So like, Dakota probably like looks over to Dorothy and goes, good job, Dorothy.
Thanks, Dakota.
The arrow then moves over to player four, Jefferson.
We put like our like possibly our lives in the faith of this random kid we met,
who's also the age of Dorothy, but is but has lived his entire life here in the Sublime.
Player four, which TV show theme begins with the song lyric, making your way in the world today takes everything you've got? A. Small wonder. B. Cheers. C. The facts of life. Or D. Growing pains.
The timer starts now. You see Jefferson is like, I just watch cartoons.
It's Cheers. It's Cheers, Jefferson. It's Cheers.
Okay. And he goes down, presses B, goes,
ding, correct.
And highlights in gold. Thank you.
No, it's okay. You did a good job.
Dakota's a huge Cheers fan.
Here's what I'll say. Why Dakota knows that's from Cheers is because I guarantee Dakota, being a kid that grew up in like
the 2000s, I know exactly what you're about to say.
Watch fucking Adventure Time, and they fucking have it in there.
Yeah, fucking brilliant.
That's totally fair. That's totally fair. Okay. It moves back to player one, Walter, and says,
question five, complete the movie title. Ferris Bueller's A. Road Trip. B. Bucket List. C. Night Out. Or D. Day Off. The timer starts now.
Dakota slowly turns and looks at Walter.
What?
And like kind of like motions like motioning towards like their clothes. Day off, Walter! Day off!
He locks in day off.
Okay. It turns cold. Can I just say, when I was making this, I completely forgot that you were wearing Ferris Bueller clothes. That's really good. That's super good. It then goes from player one to player two. It, of course, says correct gold, and gives you the thumbs up. The animated head of the stranger comes in again and says,
huh. You really need a lot of other people's help to get answers right around here, Walter.
And then goes on to the next one. Question six.
Shade.
What was the name of the boy who befriended E.T. and E.T. the extraterrestrial? A. Michael Taylor. B. Elliot Taylor. C. Joe Taylor. Or D. Matthew Taylor.
Timer starts now.
Dakota like looks around at the group of people. Like, anyone?
I don't know why I would have seen that.
I mean, it says E.T. and Elliot.
Good enough for me.
Let's do it.
You put in Elliot Taylor. And it turns gold. And you're just like,
correct.
Yo, hang on. Is that why they named the fucking character that?
I don't know.
Now that I think about it.
Maybe. Before it moves on to Dorothy, the animated head of the stranger comes up and says,
really? That's how nobody seen E.T. here? Rip, you have to. Okay, wow, all right, great.
Then it moves on to Dorothy.
Stranger is so sassy to these children.
Yeah, he's being a.
And so it moves on to player three. And instead of going away, the animated head of the stranger stays up. And you hear, like, at first, like, of course, I've been saying the... Actually, has the stranger been saying all of the questions? I guess so. I think that makes sense, right? Or you're shaking your head no, Marcia.
I think it just being in text form is better.
Okay. No, I mean, sorry. I mean, like, has the animated character been, like... Brrr, you know, like,
of course,
like if it's the character of the stranger, not like quite literally the stranger.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. So I think like this whole time, like the animated character's like been up pointing at the thing, being like, and it's like saying the thing. This specific time, you hear the like speaking, talking voice of the stranger as the words go up at like the same time. And the question is,
Dorothy, if someone were to disappear from your life forever, who would you rather it be? A. Elsie. B. Dakota. C. Hazel. Or D. The Abbots.
Timer starts now.
See, this is the kind of shit I was wanting from this quiz. Fuck yes.
Sorry, what? What were my options?
A. Elsie. B. Dakota. C. Hazel. D. The Abbots.
God damn it.
Walter just goes, oh.
There are 10 seconds left on the thing.
Dorothy? I hit Dakota.
You hit Dakota, and you, like, click it, and, like, timer pauses. Like, it stops at 2 seconds. It stays there, and then there's, like, a thing where, like, the animated character, the stranger, looks at the, like, turns to look at the, like, as if he's looking at the board, and then looks back and goes,
huh. Okay.
And then moves on to the next question.
Dorothy, what'd you do?
And you see the points go up. The points go up as if you've gotten a correct answer. And then it moves on to player four.
Oh my god. Why would you do this?
To Jefferson.
Why would you do this to me?
And it goes,
question 8. On what classic sitcom did Kirk Cameron play Mike Seaver? Is it A, Charles in Charge, B, Silver Spoons, C, Growing Pains, or D, Punky Brewster?
Timer starts now.
I don't know the fucking answer to this question.
Dakota is still staring at Dorothy.
I don't know, Jeff, just make a guess.
Cameron has C's in it, right? And there are C's in Charles in Charge. So, then he clicks Charles in Charge, and it goes, wrong answer. And you see you see Vine start to grow around him a little bit, he doesn't like scream in pain, but he like makes it, as he's being like tightened around by the branches and stuff.
Hey Kendrick.
Yeah.
Hey Kendrick, what was the actual answer?
The actual answer. Oh yeah, sorry. And it so it's red on that, and then the green is and the gold is on Growing Pains.
Of course, the show I've definitely watched.
I've never watched it myself. And then it goes back to player one.
Question 9. Which famous composer wrote the soundtrack for the Star Wars and Indiana Jones films? Is it A, Hans Zimmer? B, Bernard Herrmann? C, John Williams, or D, John Barry?
Timer starts now.
Oh, that's John Williams. I know that.
Williams. Is that Walter saying that?
Yeah.
Awesome. You put that in, and immediately it goes,
ding, crack.
And then goes to player two, to Dakota. Dakota, how are you feeling right now?
Dakota is just staring at Dorothy, like, in disbelief. Just like, is that really how you feel, Dorothy?
Dorothy refuses to look over at Dakota. She's staring straight ahead, will not look at Dakota.
Question 10. Which one of these movies was not directed by Steven Spielberg? A. The Color Purple. B. 16 Candles. C. Empire of the Sun. Or D. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Timer starts now.
Dakota just like, without even looking at the questions, Dakota, like, slams their fist on, like, the cabinet button, just staring at Dorothy.
So just, like, on the top one?
Yep.
All right. That's the color purple, and it turns red, 16 candles turns gold, and it says,
ooh, wrong answer. Might want to look at the board.
And, you feel, the vines grow around, they're, like, up to your waist now, like, clinging, cutting, into you. And that's another point of harm.
Okay, guys, we need to answer these right.
It goes to Dorothy next.
What is the correct release order of the following Indiana Jones films? Is it A, The Last Crusade, The Temple of Doom, then The Lost Ark? B, The Lost Ark, The Temple of Doom, then The Last Crusade? C, The Temple of Doom, The Last Crusade, and The Lost Ark? Or D, The Lost Ark, The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and The Last Crusade?
The timer starts now.
Dorothy's just staring at the screen with tears running down her face because she's not seen Indiana Jones. She saw
the... Do you know it, Dorothy?
What?
Do you know it, Dorothy?
No!
Dakota, do you know it?
Oh, I know it.
Answer it.
It's 3. Then Dakota's still just staring at Dorothy. Not even looking, like barely glancing at the cabinet.
Are you sure?
Let me look. And then the Dakota looks again and goes, it's 2.
2. I put in 2.
Sorry.
I listened to Dakota, but...
you guys went over time.
Oh, come on.
Guys, we need to stop role-playing so good.
I'll give it to you. You press B. It turns gold. And then goes, correct! Before it moves on to the next person.
For the record, Kendrick, it is Raiders of the Lost Ark, not the Lost Ark.
True. Also, I said 3 because I looked at the lines of text and then that was the 3rd one.
I figured it was, I figured that was which is why I was like, in character that, Dakota's trying to lead Dorothy astray here.
Yeah. I copied and pasted all of these things, so give me a break.
You're fine.
Give me a fucking break. So
no, I'm just saying that like my brain didn't work properly for that.
Yeah, no, I'm talking to Gus, who's trying to call me out on the Raiders of the Lost Ark thing. What was I saying? Oh, so it turns gold. The stranger pops up and goes,
"Huh, trouble in paradise? Yeah, yikes!"
And moves on to Jefferson. And it goes,
this dude.
Just for reference, what question is this?
This is question 12.
We have 3 fucked. Wrong, right?
I can give you your thing. So currently, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions correct. You have 3 wrong, which means you can only get 1 more wrong in order to keep doing the thing that you were doing before.
It's gonna be fucking Jeff. It's gonna be fucking Jeff.
It's now
Jeff. Not narratively satisfied.
It's all Jeff's. It's Jeff's question now. It moves on to him and says, question 12. In which film did Terry Yule play farmhand turned adventurer Wesley? Is it A, Robin Hood Men in Tights, B, The Goonies, C, Princess Bride, or D, Out of Africa? Your timer starts now. And he looks to the 3 of you. Guys.
C.
Okay.
It's C.
Okay. And he quickly goes down, presses Princess Bride, it turns gold, and he goes, correct.
Wow, Jeff. Really need to grow a spine.
And then moves on to player 1, to Walter, and goes,
which of the following movies was the highest grossing during the 1980s? Is it A, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, B, Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, C, Top Gun, or D, Dirty Dancing?
Your timer starts now.
Oh my god, I don't fucking know. Either you best guess... What were the first 2 options?
E.T., Star Wars, Top Gun, Dirty Dancing.
Oh my god, it's definitely either E.T. or Star Wars.
13 seconds.
I'm going with the Star Wars.
You click Star Wars and it turns red and E.T. turns gold. Walter, you feel like around your tiny weasel body, the vines grip you tight. You take 1 point of harm. And the stranger's face pops up and goes,
huh, that's the last one you could get wrong. Hope you're smarter for the next one.
Walter just like says like to the video game, he says, hey, I know you're probably having fun with this. Yet you might be able to extend that fun a little longer if you gave us a little more leeway on these. Maybe bump it up to we can get maybe 6 wrong.
Are you trying to grift the machine?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to grift the machine.
Okay.
I Grip really want the this machine to work.
Is my new industrial metal album that's coming out.
I love that.
Dang.
Awesome. Hold on. I gotta pull up my book now that we're engaging with rules. Grifting. You try to convince someone to do something against their self-interest. Deception, intimidation, persuasion, etc. Describe what you want them to do so you want them to give you two more possible failures. Roll plus mush.
All right.
Please. Please.
Oh, that's a very good roll.
Oh.
That's an 11.
Ooh, on a 10 plus, they trust you and will do what you say as long as it doesn't endanger them directly. And you see... The animated stranger looks at you and goes,
all right, I think you're right. You have to get 20 correct in order to get this wish. Sounds like a deal. Are we ready for the next question?
And then like a yes or no thing pops up.
Dakota, I think that's on you.
Dakota, still looking at Dorothy, flicks the joystick to yes and then once again slams the button with their fist.
Nice. You do that, and the animated stranger goes,
all right, take it easy. Calm down. You're mad at her, not at me. Also, it's your question, Dakota.
And it moves over to player two. And in the same way, you hear the real voice of the stranger go,
Dakota, what word describes you best? Is it A, coward, B, manipulator, C, girl, D, burden?
Timer starts now.
Shit.
Oh my god.
I really wish I could see Marcy's face right now.
Dakota looks and glances at it, scoffs, and moves to burden and taps.
You click burden. It does the same thing where it like doesn't register. And he turns to look at it, goes,
huh, that's not the one I would have chosen.
Gives you the point and then moves on to the next person, Dorothy.
Question 15. Which one of these horror movies was distributed by Warner Brothers? Is it A, The Shining, B, Christine, C, Aliens, or D, A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Timer starts now.
I don't know. I don't watch scary movies. Does anyone know?
You turn to Jeff. Jeff shakes his head and no.
I pick B then, just...
You pick B, it turns red, The Shining turns gold, the animated stranger goes,
wow, you guys aren't too bright, I guess. Really wanted to challenge
you. You're asking us about movies we haven't seen, and you're asking us the distributors, which is a weird thing to even
well,
know.
Well, if you were more cultured, you would know. It's classic cinema.
And Dorothy, you feel the vines curl a bit around you. You take 1 point of harm.
Yo, okay, legit. I kind of did know the answer to this question.
That's so funny.
Because can I tell you why I know the answer to the question?
Yes. Sure.
Because in the background of Space Jam 2,
oh
there is a shot where the twins from The Shining. Can be seen.
That's so good.
And those are all Warner Brothers characters.
That's so good.
So, Dakota knew, but just didn't say anything.
Ooh.
Dorothy, like, puts a, like, a like takes a fist and, like, hits the screen. She's very upset about this.
You punch the screen. Are you, like, trying to, like, damage the thing? Are you trying to use
the hurt move
here?
No, it's like, I'm so frustrated with this whole situation and the fact that, like, my question exposed me like that, and I can feel how upset Dakota is with me, like, and I just keep getting these questions that I don't know, and like I'm frustrated.
Yeah, for
it's just
sure
it's just an act of pure frustration.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, the next question goes to Jeff.
Fucking Jeff.
And it goes,
Question 16. In Ghostbusters, where's the first encounter the team has with a ghost? A. The Museum of Modern Art. B. New York Public Library. C. The Rockefeller Center. Or D. Grand Central Station.
The timer starts now.
Been a while since I've seen fucking Ghostbusters. Jeez.
He turns to all of you again.
Well, wait, what was the options again?
Museum of Modern Art, New York Public Library, The Rockefeller Center, Grand Central Station.
Sorry, say those one more time.
Hold on, about to pause this. Okay. Museum of Modern Art, the New York Public Library, Rockefeller Center, or Grand Central Station. I'll post it in the thing.
Also, okay, has Walter seen Ghostbusters or no?
I don't think so. When did Ghostbusters come out?
Ghostbusters came out in 1984.
Okay.
Also, we haven't established when
We truly haven't.
Walter came to the Sublime.
Yeah, no, we haven't. So you can...
That's up to you. That's your call.
You
can
say you did. Yeah.
I was thinking like mid-80s, so like...
Also, okay, here's my other question. Do movies from the 80s play in the Sublime?
Movies from the 80s...
Because Hanna-Barbera cartoons are playing.
Distribution.
Right? 80s movies probably do play in the Sublime.
There you go. There's your end.
I think Walter has seen Ghostbusters.
Okay, cool. And to say that 80s movies and like 80s media does play in the Sublime, but this also tells you the type of kid that Jeff is, or at least the way he is raised.
He's a dweeb.
Yeah, sure. Let's say that.
we need to stop bullying Jeff.
Yeah, we do. okay, I'm restarting the timer now.
I think it was the library, right? Was it?
The color like nods their head.
Okay, cool. He presses the library and it turns gold. Correct. The animated stranger comes up and says,
Jeff, you need to get out more. What? More movies.
Stop asking him questions about movies.
I'm sorry, that's the genre of the I'm sorry. Movies are good. What? It's not my. You came to my trivia game. All right. That's all I'll say.
And then it goes to the next question. to Walter.
Question 17. Patrick Swayze was nominated for a Golden Globe for his role in which 1980s movie? A. Dirty Dancing. B. The Outsiders. C. Ghost. Or D. Roadhouse.
The timer starts now.
See, now this is fucking me up, because I'm pretty sure... Because these are actually Patrick Swayze movies.
Oh, shit.
But only one, he got a Golden Globe nomination.
Oh, my God. What did he get a Golden Globe for? Would it be Ghost?
I want to say Dirty Dancing.
Like, that or Dirty Dancing. Oh, fuck.
Dakota doesn't fuck it, though.
Three. Which two, is he... One.
Ghost.
Okay, you press Ghost, it turns red.
Fuck.
It turns red and goes, ooh, better luck next time. And Dirty Dancing turns gold.
Coin flip moment.
It goes to Dakota.
Question 18. The last emperor won the most Oscars during the 1980s. How many did it win? Is it A, 6, B, 7, C, 8, D, 9?
Your timer starts now.
Dakota reads the screen and goes, I don't know.
Well...
And you see, like, the face of the stranger comes up, like...
Well, you know, you got, 15 seconds. Just pick one.
Anyone?
I mean, if you want. I mean, only one of them's right.
Dakota moves to D and pushes D.
You choose 9, and it turns gold. and he goes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's I get. I mean, you got it right technically. Not exactly how I thought that would happen, but congrats. Next question.
Yeah, you guys seen that movie though?
I have not.
No.
Nope.
That's a good fucking movie.
I'm not gonna lie. I literally just went D for Dakota because I didn't know the answer.
Well, nice. You got it right. It moves onto the next player. Dorothy goes.
Question 19. In The Breakfast Club, which song plays during the opening and closing credits? Is it A, Didn't I Tell You? B, I've Had the Time of My Life? C, Don't You Forget About Me? Or D, The Power of Love?
Timer starts now.
I don't know. I don't want to play anymore. I don't know.
Dakota, you've got to know this one, right?
Yeah, I do, but Dorothy doesn't.
Answer it.
It's C.
I lock in C.
And you lock in C, it turns gold, and animated stranger pops up and goes,
wow, you all, having a rough time here in the,
shut up!
Friendship.
Shut up!
Okay, well, I'm just making an observation. Next question.
I don't want to play anymore.
It moves to Jeff. Question, what is this? Question 20? Yeah.
Question 20.
And the animated stranger pops up.
This one should be easy for you, Jeff. It's not a movie question, okay? It's just... Come on. Question 20. In which video game did Super Mario first appear? Is it A, Duck Hunt? B, The Legend of Zelda? C, Mario Brothers? Or D, Donkey Kong?
The timer starts now.
This is fucked up.
You can't do Jeff like this.
Is it?
You can't set him up like this.
I haven't played this game, but is it Mario Brothers? Or is that just like a trap answer?
No, Jeff, no.
No, wait. No, it's not.
Wait, okay. What?
It's the Donkey Kong.
Okay.
Play that one.
You press Donkey Kong, and it turns gold. The stranger says,
all right, you guys are no fun.
And then...
Hey, that was a trick question, and you know it.
Ah, what can I say? I'm the stranger!
Oh, shit.
And it goes to you, and it says,
okay, Walter, question
21. Who have you failed the most? Is it A, Dorothy and Dakota? B, the stranger? C, yourself? Or D, Rose?
Timer starts now.
Oh, no.
Can I get those again?
Dorothy and Dakota or A? The stranger is B. C is yourself. D is Rose.
He looks at Dorothy and Dakota and says, have I failed you guys yet?
No.
Well, not yet, I guess. And he answers yourself.
And you type in, you click six, and... you know, it does the same thing where it doesn't like register like as like gold or anything. Stranger doesn't turn to look at it, but just looks at you and says,
really? Come on. I'm more disappointed than you could ever be in yourself. But I guess I'll take that.
Well, I don't care what you think about me, so.
Turns to look and says,
huh, okay.
Gives you a point. And before the last question, it shows you your points and it's like,
you currently have 19 of 20 questions you need to get right. If you get this one wrong, you lose.
And I don't think you want to know what losing is like.
This one, anyone can answer.
All of like your different like player tabs like turn the same color. And there's like a wooden board that like kind of spins out on the animated screen that just goes,
final question!
And it explodes into fireworks and says,
all right, for all the marbles. Not for all the marbles. Whatever. Question 22. Who is responsible for what happened to the hall monitor? Is it A, Dakota? B, Dorothy? C, Walter? Or D, Edward?
Your timer starts now. And you see the timer comes up, but it, like, keeps going down from, like, 29 to 28 to 30 to 29 to 28 to 30, and it just keeps going in a loop.
Dakota takes the joystick and moves it to Dorothy and pushes the button.
It moves your cursor to Dorothy. It clicks it, and you can and it locks in that answer for you, but is still waiting for everyone else's.
Walter answers himself.
Okay. It does the exact same.
Dorothy answers herself. Answers Dorothy.
Okay. Jeff turns and looks and says, I don't know
who this is.
It was me. Jeff. And he's like looking at Jeff, but he's like talking more to Dorothy and Dakota. And he says, I taunted the stranger. I was responsible for starting all the shit that happened in that school.
No, I left him in that hallway. I left him there.
I was the only reason that we were in danger.
Dorothy's the one that left the principal's office. Henry wouldn't have been called if Dorothy didn't leave the office.
She should have left the office. We shouldn't have even been there. It's my fault you were there. This is all... Back at the sheriff's place, I took responsibility for what happens to to you guys, and I haven't been doing good with it.
Walter, it was my fault. It's not your fault.
It is my fault. I shouldn't have taunted him. I should have known better. I shouldn't have... You guys should not have been forced to make that decision. And the only reason you were is because of me.
No, it's not.
Dakota goes, well, we're done with the pity parties. Will you make a selection, Jeff?
Okay. I guess it's Walter? And he moves it down to Walter and clicks. The two names, Dorothy and Walter, highlight in blue. And the animated stranger comes up and says,
interesting choices. I can see the arguments for either one of these. I can see the arguments.
It's your fault.
For all of them. Oh, my
fault. It's your fault.
I had nothing to do with it. I've been in here, in the game.
I know that you're here, and it's your fault. And I want to go home.
You see the face of, like, the animated stranger, like, go from, like, this, like, kind of happy, kind of smarmy-looking guy. Like, kind of, like, cocks his head and, like, kind of straightens out, narrows its eyes, and it's, like, in the way that, like, a 2D figure can look like it's looking at you directly, Dorothy, it does, and says,
you are home, Dorothy. The Sublime is your home now.
This is not my home.
I suppose you can believe that. It doesn't make it true. Now, the correct answer here was...
And it highlights Edward's name on it in gold and says,
Edward is the one at fault. Edward should not have gone against my rules.
You're wrong.
Am I not?
Who are you to make the rules?
Dorothy, if you would have just gone along with everything, instead of trying to screw things up, Edward would still be here.
If you wouldn't have just run into the woods in the first place, we wouldn't even be here.
Why can't you just handle yourself and walk home?
Because I wasn't supposed to walk home. You were supposed to walk me home. You were supposed to look out for me like a sister should, and you didn't. And you don't.
Because I'm not a good sibling.
Yeah, well, I've learned that now.
When you two get back home, you can tear each other apart.
Well, we're not going home, apparently, because Dakota got us lost here forever.
No, stop it. You're going home. Going home. You're going home. And I don't care what you do once you get home, but I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but I don't think I'm an especially good person, but if I don't get you home, I know I'm not.
Well, I guess with all of this place in front of me, I would be a terrible, terrible person if I didn't give you the benefit of the doubt. Dorothy and Walter certainly have reasons for why they are the one responsible for what happened to the hall monitor. So sure.
And you see he snaps his fingers and the colors change and both Walter and Dorothy's name turn green. Turn gold. The Edward like answer fades away and says,
congratulations! You won! You do remember. Now, as I promised, you get a wish. Now, it's important to know that this wish comes with rules. Rule number one.
No wishing for more wishes.
That's done. That's played. We're not doing it, okay? No, and this also includes wishing for things that circumvent this answer by giving you more. You can't ask for a genie in a bottle. You can't ask for a thing that will give you wishes. There's no. You get the one. You get the one. That's it.
Do you understand me?
Good. Rule number two, only one person may leave the Sublime at a time. If this wish is being used to leave the Sublime, only one person is allowed to go home. And rule number three, I guess you can't wish to, like, take my power, like, you can't get rid of me. Is the third rule. You can't do that. Come on. Alright, that's it. Those are the three rules.
Wait, do we each get a wish or is there only one?
Oh, there's only one. I said you get a wish. I was very straightforward with that, I feel. So, make your wish, I guess.
And the animated figure like looks at their wrist as if they're looking at a watch.
Have the vines let us go at this point since we've won?
No, the vines are slowly receding. You feel them like kind of going down, but they haven't fully let go of you yet.
If we wanted to move, could we try to or no?
You could probably, at this point, you could probably fight your way out of the vines if you wanted to.
Dakota just walks outside and sits outside.
Yeah, they let you. Dakota, you start to like move. You feel like they kind of grab on you for a second. But there's like a look that you see that the stranger gives, like seeing, like reading your body language as you start to turn away, and gets like this little smirk, and you feel the vines like let release you and allow you to walk away.
Dakota, as they walk out, they slam the laundromat door.
Okay.
And they go out to the parking lot.
Okay. Walter, Dorothy, what do the two of you do?
Walter turns to Jefferson. He says, Jeff, you got any input as to how you think we should use this?
Well, I didn't realize that we were only going to get the one wish. I wanted to get my dad back, but it seems like you all have stuff that you kind of want as well, and you all also answered most of the questions. I wasn't very helpful. He says as he like kind of looks down, so he's like, you all can have the wish. I can try again at another time, I guess.
You know, I'd love to be a nice guy and just say you could have it, but we do really need this.
Yeah, that's fine.
I appreciate your help, Jeff, even though you didn't know an answer to a single one of the questions. But
Walter.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person?
No, you're not.
I shouldn't have answered that question the way I did. And I shouldn't have gotten mad at Dakota, and I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Yeah, I kind of wish we had known about the rules of the wish before.
You didn't ask.
That's fair. Look, I have a few ideas, but I don't.
What ideas do you have?
Well, I know one thing. You said we can't wish for all of us out of the sublime.
Yes, only one person may leave at a time.
But we could wish for knowledge of how to get out. You said we can't use the wish to kill you. We could use the wish for knowledge on how to kill the stranger. Though I feel like he might pull some dumb shit and just be like, there's no way.
Yeah, how do we know that this wish is even real?
There's, I mean, I did think of something else we could do, and I just, things that, I'm gonna be honest, don't necessarily help us. But
Walter, I will say, as you like were listing like these kind of workarounds, like the idea of like for knowledge of like how to get out of the sublime, or knowledge how to get rid of the stranger, you notice there is a very specific animation, like similar to like an eye twitch as you said those things.
Okay.
I don't know, Walter. I don't think I should make this decision, but I don't want to make it without Dakota.
Okay, Dorothy, listen to me. I think we could use this wish to really help ourselves, you know? We could use it, you know, to keep moving forward. Or we could wish for Rose and Marley to be transformed back into their original forms permanently.
Why not just wish for everybody to be back to their original forms?
Yeah, I don't want to get your hopes up in case, I don't know how powerful this wish is, but we could try to, I don't know if I want to say.
What?
We could try to bring Edward back.
What if we just wished for everybody in the Sublime to revert to their original forms?
Could do that.
You think that would work?
Walter turns to the screen. Hey, how legit are you going to be about this?
What do you mean?
Like, are you going to honor this wish?
Define honor.
I mean, are you going to carry out what we wish for to the best of your ability, which, as I understand, is pretty much.
Uh-huh.
To the spirit of what we wish for. So now twisting it.
For it to be to the spirit, I would have to truly understand your intentions. And I am no mind reader. So I can only do it by the letter of the word. So be sure to phrase it properly.
Cool, that's great. That's cool and fun and good.
You're asking a 14-year-old and a child to perfectly write out rules to a wish?
Yep, very simple. Do you think that's the best use of it? What if we wished for a way for everyone to leave the sublime?
If I may interject, that would directly go against rule number one.
No, it wouldn't, because we wouldn't be wishing for somebody to leave. We'd be wishing for a way out.
Yes, which would directly go against rule number one, where only one person may leave at a time. Creating a way in which everyone could leave, that ruins the balance of the rule itself.
I would say that's pretty indirect, but, you know,
Well, as the person granting the wish, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I respect that. I can respect that.
We can leave one at a time. I stick out my tongue at him.
Because kids got a point.
All right, new rule.
Adds a fourth rule to it. Adds a fourth rule. No wishing for a way for everyone to leave.
All right, fine.
You can't change the rules now that you already gave us. You can't change it.
Why not? I make the
rules. Because you already gave us the rules.
Yeah, and I just added another one.
You change it going forward. You can't change it now.
Dorothy, I think you need to better understand who I am and what I can do. Rule number one of things I can do, I can change the rules.
Now you're just making up rules.
No, I'm not. Do you want this wish or not? I'm doing you a favor. I don't have to give you a wish.
Yeah, you do. We won the game.
Yeah, won my game. I don't think you... I am not bound by my word. There's nothing saying I have to give... I'm giving you a wish of my own volition. Wow, the real me would just... Ugh. You're so lucky I'm the arcade version of me.
Oh, man.
Fucking lucid.
I have an idea.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it's a good idea. And I'm like, can think of several ways in which Kendrick might fuck me over if I...
Cool, cool, cool.
Be very specific. This is a genie situation, Gus.
Yeah.
100%.
What if we just say, I wish everyone in the sublime... would revert to their original forms. What if that was the wish?
I don't know. Original form seems like might be up for interpretation.
I think that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but this guy's a dick, so. All right. Walter says, all right, Dorothy, I think I know a way that we can... help ourselves, and maybe help others too.
Okay.
All right, little pixel man.
Yeah?
I want... I'm so scared. He says, you can grant me knowledge, right?
That is correct.
Any knowledge?
Yeah.
All right. I'm really worried about fucking up the wording of this wish. I... wish to know everything, every true fact about the sublime and the stranger.
Oh, that is a wish?
And he turns to look at the rules and goes,
this technically, this,
and turns back.
There's nothing in the rules against this. But I'm not... Should I don't know if I want to grant this wish. This seems like it would be bad for me.
And as it says that, you see there's like a glitch that happens in the screen that is like distorts the screen in such a way that it's like becomes like this multitude of like colors. It's like everything like kind of like scratches across the screen. It's almost as if there's a bunch of different eyes hidden amongst the colors within the glitch, all staring at Walter. And then it turns black for a moment. And then there's just like this single, like, you know, like cursor, like doot, doot, doot. Yeah. Like, and then it does that for a few moments and then goes processing wish. Upon like the final beep, it turns black again. And Walter, you feel yourself pulled in a way where you feel your body, like you can feel almost as if like your center of mass is being pulled on by a tight string or like a rope that just like yanks you forward in such a way where you feel the tug before you feel the movement, and you feel the movement, all of it in an instant, as if like all of the G forces of moving from where you were to where you're about to be happens in like a singular moment, and that entirety of that force is pushed like onto you like neck breaking speed, and you feel yourself pulled. Dorothy, Walter's gone.